Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we're going to take up an individual study complete within the broadcast today. And we are going to entitle our study, The Essentials of Service for the Lord. Perhaps it would be better entitled, Some Essentials of Service for the Lord. Because in our service for the Lord, we have many things to consider. It's really a subject for a whole series of studies. And today, in our studies, we want to take up subject of a young man in the Old Testament, a prophet, I think one of the greatest prophets of the Lord, Isaiah, and make a character study of Isaiah. Now, Isaiah, we're not told how old Isaiah was any place that I can recall in the prophecy of Isaiah. But we have a certain clues to tell us when he began his service. Now, I'm going to read in the first chapter of Isaiah, this little character study, and we will discover some of the essentials that he went through in his great service for the Lord. All right, in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 1 we read, The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Now, these four kings that he served under give us some clue as to his age, because we do not know how long he served in the kingdom of Uzziah. Several years at least. Uzziah is not mentioned in his prophecy until we get to the sixth chapter, so you can see. Even there it's not mentioned. But yes, it is mentioned in verse 1 of chapter 6. All right. Now, we have to say that there are some years that he served Uzziah. Now, he served through the reign of Jotham, which was 16 years, the reign of Ahaz, which was 16 years, and the reign of Hezekiah, which was 29 years. Now, adding these up, you get close to 70 years. He had to start as a young man. You know, God likes to get a hold of his men when they're young. Jeremiah was a young man. We read in Jeremiah, and I love Jeremiah's prophecy. We read there that he was, when the Lord told him, gave him a message to give to the children of Israel, he says, I'm just but a child. And the Lord told Jeremiah, don't say that you're a child. You're a servant of mine. Well, he didn't say that. That's not a quote. But that was the inference. If I have told you to do this, you're going to be able to do it. Jeremiah was afraid. Ezekiel was a young man, 30 years old when he entered his ministry. And we have the Daniel, when he was carried away to Babylon prior to the final deportation of the children of Israel to Babylon, he and some other youths were taken to Babylon for special training, and he was just a youth. But he has a wonderful, wonderful prophecy. Now, what do we learn here? We learn that God likes to get a hold of his men when they're young. That's the first essential of service. Now, someone says, yes, but I wasn't saved until the middle years of my life, to middle age. Well, the thing to do is try to make up for lost time. Serve the Lord, indeed, and get at it as soon as possible. Now, let's go on and think of the fact that Isaiah had a message for the children of Israel. Now, listen, please. We're still in chapter 1. To the conditions of Israel, to whom Isaiah was going to be a prophet. All right, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord, and they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, in this body of the children of Israel, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Now this is the job that Isaiah had to do, to be a prophet to a people like this. Now, there's a second essential that we contact when we get to the sixth chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah. This is a very wonderful essential to consider. Let's read in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, verse 1, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne." I suppose that Uzziah meant so much to Isaiah. And when he died, he felt a great loss. And the Lord appears to him as if to say, yes, Uzziah is gone, but Isaiah, I'm still with you. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. One cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved." This is in the temple that he saw this vision. "And the posts of the door moved, they vibrated, of him that cried, at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Lo, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips," as we've already read in Isaiah chapter 1, "for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Now, we read two things here. We read the greatness of this vision, of the greatness of the Lord, and we read something of Isaiah's insufficiency to fill the bill, so to speak. All right, now let's think of this for a moment, if you please. He says, "Woe is me," when he saw the Lord. But this is an essential. He needed to see the Lord in the year that King Uzziah died. He needed the inspiration to go on, and the Lord was the one to give him that inspiration. We see this illustrated elsewhere in the Scripture. This is essential for the service of the Lord. Finding out the greatness of the Lord that you are serving. You know, Abraham was called out of Mesopotamia to go to the land of Palestine, which we call Palestine today. And he was there to develop into a nation. And it says the God of glory appeared to Abraham. And Abraham became a pilgrim. The God of glory appeared to Saul on the way to Damascus. And think of these two men, if you will, please. He appeared to Saul in a blinding light above the brightness of the sun. And he revealed himself to Saul of Tarsus. And he told him, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest." And he gave him a charge. Isaiah records the story of this mighty prophet, Isaiah himself. And we have Abraham's example, the great man of faith of the Old Testament, and Paul's example, the great man of faith in the New Testament. And they started out by seeing a vision of the glory of the Lord that they served. This is essential. Very essential indeed, that we realize who we are serving. Oh, how wonderful to realize that here we have three essentials in the life of Isaiah himself. He started when he was young. He saw the greatness of the Lord, and he saw his own insufficiency. He says, "Woe is me, for I am undone, for I am a man of unclean lips, and dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Now in the fifth chapter of Isaiah becomes very impatient as a young man. for the children of Israel. And he pronounces six woes upon the children of Israel. Six woes, and they're severe. You should read it. The fifth chapter of Isaiah. All right. Now, in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, he says, woe is me. He reserved the seventh woe for himself. Woe is me. All right. Now, there's another ascension that comes to the service of the Lord. We read in verse 6 of Isaiah 6, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. This is in the temple. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Now he was cleansed. That's another essential. He was cleansed by this mighty angel. All right. And then he was given a commission. And he says, here am I, send me. And we read in ninth verse, and he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and lest they hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and convert and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he said, until the cities be wasted without individuals. This was not a pleasant prophecy. Isaiah was persecuted. He had a message to give to the children of Israel, and it wasn't a pleasant one. They had gotten so far away from God that here Isaiah is facing indeed a critical time in his life. He was persecuted. I think probably he was died as a martyr. But Isaiah was true to his calling. But think of these essentials, if you will. God got him when he was young. He saw him his own glory. He saw him as his own insufficiency. And then he gave him a commission. These things are essential, that they come to us in that order. Now, this is only a character study of Isaiah. There are many essentials in our service for the Lord, and oh, how great the Lord that we serve. May we have a vision of his greatness and a sense of being able to serve him, our Father, today. We thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for these scriptures that we have read, that to show us the need of being in a right relationship with you. We just pray that you will bless this study today to our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.